Hello, thank you for holding. Am I speaking with, is it Sarji?
Yeah.
Okay, great, Sarji. My name's Daniel Nelson. I'm one of the online specialists here at Local Splash. How you doing this Wednesday, sir?
I'm good. Can you hold on 1 second? 1 second.
Yeah, take your time, brother.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So I wanted to verify your company. It is Venice Tile and Marble. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay,
Correct, correct.
perfect. And I ran a scan online for your business. You have a lot of directories online. So I see the Google business profile, which is great. You have the website, which looks good. Looks like you're on Blue Book, Yelp, MapQuest, Home Advisor. I mean, a lot of different directories. Did you set these all up yourself, Sarji?
I think it was a long time ago we did, yeah.
Okay, got it. Just kind of over the years, right? Is what it sounds like. Okay.
Yep.
All right. So, let me check placement too real fast. So obviously you're doing tile and marble, and it's building materials primarily, or are you doing installs too?
Well, we have two companies. One is the San Jose Stone, which is the retail for the retail and contractor for the material, which
Okay.
we have like a porcelain tile and porcelain slabs and natural stone, all that stuff. They are
Okay.
next to each other. So San Jose Stone. I want to primarily do more advertising for San Jose Stone versus Venice Tile, because Venice Tile has been established for 40 years. So we
Right.
are, you know, we have a lot of customer already, but I like to promote both of them, but mainly San Jose Stone.
Got it. And I noticed, so San Jose Stone doesn't have as much online, right? It does have some
No,
online presence,
that's not, just almost nothing.
Right. Okay. So, and it's located 1721 Junction Avenue. Is that the right one?
Correct.
Okay,
Correct, correct.
perfect. All right. Okay, so hold on, let me pull this website up then real fast. I'm glad I asked that. Okay, so let's see. Okay, the website still looks good though, for sure. Okay, so we could promote that as is.
This is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna do a live, live camera in the showroom. Two things,
Okay.
my live camera in the showroom. My camera guy is gonna start doing that in a week or two. And then so people go online, they can just see my showroom live, choose
Okay.
what they want. And you just, of course, we have to give them a code to get in, but that's my plan is in the next few weeks.
I love that idea. You know, if you're okay with it too, even those videos, we can use those on Google, like your social media ads even, you know, but you're talking about on the website specifically, right? They have a code to get into the showroom, basically from the site.
Well, no, the people that call me, they don't have time to come to the showroom. I give them a code, then they can go see us live.
Oh, that is brilliant. Okay, I love that. So we can promote that too on Google and social media. So basically, let me cut right to it. Let me go over these rates with you so you know how those work, and then I'll let you know everything included. That way you know how we can enhance San Jose Stone's online visibility. Okay?
Okay.
Does that sound good?
Sounds good, yeah.
Okay, perfect. So our rates, first off, everything here is month to month, no contracts. We're a performance-based company, and we make this a set flat rate, so you don't have any hidden fees. All right. With the discounts that Tara applied for you, I'm able to bring your monthly down, this will never go up on you, bringing it to $299 a month for our base package. We call it the Platinum Package. Okay?
Uh-huh.
Now, that is our most popular package to start at, and here's why. It's going to include directory submissions to Bing, Yahoo, Apple, and Meta, which is Facebook and Instagram. We will make you the owner of all those directories, okay? We're just added on as a manager. That way we can optimize them for you. Okay?
Okay.
And what I mean by optimization is basically keywords, all right? So what we're going to do, I see you have a lot of products, crystal, granite, quartz, marble, right? So what we're going to do is we're going to market keywords so that you get 20 keyword phrases total. When these are typed in on Google, your company is going to show up as a top recommended option where they can click to call you or click to view your website directly from that first page of Google.
Okay.
Okay. And what I think be a really good idea is having them be able to schedule a tour too from the Google page. And that's where you can use that code for the showroom, et cetera, you know. Or you could have them call you to set it up too, like whichever route you want to go. But that's how the Google placement will work. Now, we do bundle in with that package too a social media advertising campaign, which is another great place to push your showroom, okay? Have you ever seen or used Facebook or Instagram ads before?
Yeah, sure, I did. And my wife had when it started on the Facebook for a while before. I don't know if it's still there or not, but she had like a picture of our work and all that.
Okay.
She had that before. I have seen it, yes.
Okay. So, yeah, I know you have a Facebook page, you know, but what we're going to do, we're going to offer the retargeted ads. So what that'll do is, like, if somebody searches, like, you know, marble, granite, like, any of your services, right? When they go to Facebook or Instagram, it's going to retarget. So they're going to have an ad show up on their feed as long as they're in your targeted area, right? Which we'll get into that in a second. But from there, in the ad, we can display that showroom too, which I think would be a great idea for you, you know? Now, we do want to show you your traction too. So we provide you a client dashboard, which is a tracking and reporting system. You can log in from an app or from a browser, like whichever you prefer. But basically, when you log in, it's going to show you each keyword you're being targeted for. How many clicks you're getting, more importantly, the amount of calls, views that are going to the website. We have separate meta tracking too, so you could see what social media is pulling in. And I did notice with San Jose Stone, you don't have as many reviews as the other company. So from your dashboard, we're going to help you boost those reviews. You'll have a request review function. We could custom make you a QR code too for reviews. And we're going to provide you with a link that you could send to your clients so they could start getting more five-star reviews on there. So that's all controlled from your dashboard, basically. Okay?
Okay.
All right. Now, tell me, since everything's month-to-month here, no contracts, and all those services provided to give San Jose Stone a much stronger online presence, I mean, I'm sure you'd love to give this a shot, right?
Yes.
Perfect. All right. Yes. So the email address for this company is the sanjosestone@gmail.com. Is that the right one?
Yes.
Okay. Is that the best one, or do you want me to send everything somewhere else?
You're talking about the email?
Yeah, the email.
You're talking about the email.
Yes, sir.
No. Also, you can put my personal email. Not personal, actually I use it for the business, is my last name, Sarji, sarji1111@gmail.com.
1111@gmail.com. Okay, perfect. All right, give me 1 second, let me just change these out. Ooh, I think I spelled something wrong. So I got Sarji, S-A-R-J, I is in, like, igloo, E is in Edward, 1111, so 1111, four ones, at gmail.com.
Yeah, Sarji, my last name, 1111 at gmail.com, right?
Got it, got it. Okay, so I put an extra E in there. My bad. All right, so let me send this off to you now. I'll send it to both emails, too. I'm just going to CC the business email, too, so you have it in both spots, okay?
Okay.
And after I activate your account, you're going to also receive from local Splash support your welcome email along with your initial invoice as well, okay?
Okay.
Give me San Jose Stone at Gmail, okay. Stone at Gmail. Perfect. Send. Okay. And I put your personal email as the primary, and then I put the business email in there too, okay? The primary just for basically.
Yeah, well, actually, the most people that they're going to send the email is for ordering, right, or no?
Well, so I have the sanjosestone@gmail.com listed as your business email. So that'll be, like, on the listings. But for the emails from us, I put your personal email. Is that fine?
Yeah,
or?
Yeah.
Okay.
That's fine.
Awesome. Okay, so let me update that. Okay. And just for account purposes, so you said your last name is Sarji. Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay, what's your first name?
My first name is H-A-Y-D-E-N, Hayden.
Got it. H-A-Y-D-A-N?
D-E-N, Hayden.
D-E-N, got it, Hayden. Okay, perfect. Thank you. All right. And for, let me look it up real fast. So for the San Jose Stone, the business number is the 408-453-7500 number. Is that right?
Correct.
Perfect. All right, so give me a second here. Just jump over here. All right, business phone number. Let me change this. Because Tara had everything in for the other company, so I'm just switching it over, basically, you know? All right. Let's see, San Jose Stone. And the correct address for the showroom is still the 1721 Junction Avenue, correct?
Correct.
Okay, perfect. All right, Junction Avenue, San Jose. Awesome. Okay, and let me attach the website here, too. Da-da-da-da-da-da. Okay, service radius, okay, and this is primarily, like, for the ads, right? How far do you want those to range out?
Okay, for San Jose Stone, could be actually because most people are going to see their website, they're going to see what we have.
Right.
It can be anywhere in the Bay Area.
Okay, so target the whole Bay Area for that.
Yeah, for Venice Style, since it's a service, I have going all the way to San Carlos on the North Bay and on the South Bay, go all the way to Morgan Hill. Something like that, an East Bay all the way to Pleasanton.
Okay. But just to clarify, San Jose Stone is the one you want to market, right?
Yeah, San Jose Stone I want to market. That could be on the whole Bay Area because it doesn't matter where they're calling it. We can sell the material anywhere in Bay Area.
Right, because all we got to do is get them to see the showroom, right, come out and, basically. Okay. And then you have the other company that does, like, installs, basically, right? Is that how it works?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Awesome. That one for install, we can wait a little bit, then let's start with this, see how it works. Then we can do the same thing on the other one.
I think that's a great plan because the other one has a better online presence. San Jose Stone's kind of lacking, you know, so this will be huge to kind of rev this one up, see what we can do.
The reason is because it's new. We hardly opened, so that's why it's lagging.
Okay,
it's
got
new.
It. Got it. Okay, so we'll get you rolling on this front, you know. Okay, so next thing I'm going to do, I'll pull up the Facebook page too in a second, but what I'm going to do, so I'm going to assign a technician to your company and schedule your client interview with your tech. In this interview, they go over all the fun stuff, right? Like keyword phrases, how you want your social media ads to look. They also ask you a questionnaire on the business like if you have a slogan, main goal for your clients, et cetera, so we could blend it all into the content that we're promoting, okay? I do introduce you to the tech too. Before I schedule that for a time that works best for you, I do just need to secure billing information, and I'm going to read a voice verification to you. This will just outline our service agreement that everything is month to month here, no contracts. Okay?
Okay, that's fine.
All right. So as far as the billing information goes, the card you'll be using to secure the position with today is the billing address the 1721 Junction Avenue, or is it a different address?
No, that's my home address is my mailing address.
Okay.
It's 13540.
13450. Okay.
No, 13540.
540. Got it. Thank you.
Uvas Road. UVAS. Uvas Road.
Got it. And that's in San Jose?
Morgan Hill.
Morgan Hill. Okay. Glad I asked. All right. So I got 13540 Uvas Road, UVAS, Morgan Hill, 95037. And that's just for billing. Okay.
Correct.
And let's see. The name on the card you'll be using, is it Hayden Sargi on the card, the business name, or both?
It's going to be, the card I'm going to give you is for that company, San Jose Stone, is coming. I just opened the account for that company. It's coming next week. But for temporary, this is a temporary, you can put my other card, but I don't want to use that card for regular basis.
So what I'm going to do, because I show you how to log into your dashboard, I'll show you how to change billing, or you could just call me because I'll be your account lead and I could change it for you. Okay. But for the card you're using today, is it just Hayden Sargi on the card or is there a middle initial?
No, it's a company name, Venista, V-E-N-I-C-E.
Got it.
Venice Tile and Marble, T-I-L-E and Marble.
Perfect. All right, so Venice Tile and Marble. Perfect. And again, I'll show you how to change the card out, or you can just call me. Okay?
Okay, is 4259?
Okay.
Do you need that card number or no?
Yes, sir. Ready when you are.
4259-0720-5300-9071.
Okay. And expiration date?
12/26.
All right, and the CVC code?
834.
All right. So what I'm doing now, Hayden, is I'm coding out the card. I'm assigning the package to your technician, processing the payment, and I will read this voice verification to you now. Heads up on the voice verification, it's going to ask you a few questions that I already asked. Okay?
Okay.
All right, so it reads like this. Welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance. To outline the service agreement with Local Splash, and this is an added form of protection for you. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
San Jose Stone.
Perfect. Please state your name and title within the business.
Hayden Sargi, I'm CEO of the business.
Perfect. And you are authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes. Yes.
And you are an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
To get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement?
Okay, can you repeat that question?
Yeah. And let me explain it too. So the way it reads is, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement? So what that means, like, we're doing your Google optimization, we're doing your social media ads, right? We don't want you to pay for the same thing twice, and if that makes sense. So if you plan on doing anything else online, we're not going to tell you no. Just run it by us, though, so we can make sure we're not already doing it for you. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so if, let's say if I want to do something more additional from another company, or my the guy that runs my, you know, do my ads and do my website, stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
If I want to do something that he suggests, mm-hmm. you want us to run it by you? That's what you're saying?
Correct. And here's the thing. So right now we don't have Google Ads attached to the platform. So if you're doing Google Ads through him, that's not going to affect what we're doing at all. You know what I'm saying? But if he wanted to run social media ads for you, for example, run that by us because we're already running those ads for you, if that makes sense. So,
okay.
Yeah.
Those ads is additional cost or part of the deal? 200.
It's part of the deal.
Month.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, yeah. So all I need to know before. So every time somebody clicked, was there extra charges on the.
No extra charges. It's
like
already
that.
Included in it. So out of your $299 monthly, we're allocating $100 towards social media ads each month. That's just to start you out, right? Like, you could always increase the click flow if you wanted to. But the cost per click for Facebook is very low. It's around 25 cents to 50 cents per click. And it's already, like, included in your rate. So you're not being charged any additional or surprise fees with this. Okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So do you have any more questions on that? Does that make sense, or?
Yeah, it does. It's okay. Yeah. If I have a question, I probably have to call you back.
Yeah, and you're going to have my direct line and extension, so just call me. Like, if your web developer wants to do ads for you, I'd say absolutely do that, you know. But if he wants to do social media ads, then we got to, like, modify your package, basically. So just keep us in the loop so we can work together correctly, you know. Okay?
Sure.
All right. Next part of this, so your payment for the initial term, an account setup, will be charged today's date. That is May 1st, 2024. And the non-refundable discounted amount of $299 for the Platinum Package. When the term is completed, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the first day in the amount of $299. You may discontinue your agreement anytime by contacting client support. To prevent charges for your next month of service, we ask that you contact client support 3 days before your next billing is due. Do you agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Perfect. Now stop sounding like a robot. All right. So client interview, okay, we block off an hour for this appointment. Usually it takes about 30 minutes or so. The soonest time they have available, so there's a 9 a.m. tomorrow, a 10 a.m., an 11, a 1, 2, or a 3. So let me just ask you, what time works best for you tomorrow?
What they're going to do again?
They're going to go over your keywords, right? They'll send you the manager request for the Google page, and they'll go over how you want your social media ads to look. And they're also going to do, like, a questionnaire on the business, like if you have a slogan, main goal for your clients, all that fun stuff.
Okay, hold on. Let me check my calendar, please.
Yes, sir.
So tomorrow at what time, 9 a.m. and 10 a.m., what time you say?
They have a 9 a.m., a 10 a.m., an 11 a.m., a 1 p.m., a 2 p.m., or a 3 p.m.
Okay. Yeah. 9 a.m. is fine. Just whoever trying to call me in case if I don't answer the first shot, they can call me back or they can text me, then I'll call back.
Perfect. I'll be there to introduce you to the tech too, so I'll remember that. We always, like, for the onboarding appointment, we call twice in a row, right, if you guys don't answer, and then we wait 15 minutes and call a third time, you know? That's if you guys don't answer. But I'm really big on letting you guys know how important it is and yada, yada, yada. So usually, like, my clients answer. But I'll make sure, because I'll be there to introduce, right? If you don't answer, I'll send a text, okay?
That sounds good.
Okay, perfect. So I'm sending you an email calendar invite right now. It'll say local splash on it, CI, which just means client interview, and EN for English, okay? 1 hour before the appointment, you're going to receive an email reminder and a text reminder as well. So you'll know it's coming. And the way this appointment works, they're going to call you from our 877 number, okay? As long as I'm not on the phone with another client, I'm going to call you first just to introduce you to the technician, okay?
Okay.
If I am on the phone, though, they call on their own so we don't miss the appointment. Okay, so I'll notate in there, too, about the text message, just in case I'm on the phone with a client, you know? Okay, few more questions for the tech side. They want to know your preference normally. Do you prefer phone calls, emails, or texts from us?
Well, phone call and text works best. No, phone call and text, the emails work too, but I'm more fast responding on the phone call and the text.
Okay, so I'll put phone and text preferred. And, okay, I want to know too, for the client interview tomorrow, right, you want us to call this number, right, the 408-690-8510?
Yes.
Okay, awesome. And that's your cell phone, right, so we're able to text that phone to you?
Correct.
Okay, awesome. Okay, so I'm going to make sure to notate this is the best contact number for you from us, but I'll make sure they have the business line for the promotions, okay?
And, then when you guys text me that you know, if whatever happened, in case if I cannot talk tomorrow, can I text back that please reschedule it for following day, something like that, or I have to call?
No. You could text it back.
Okay.
Yeah, I have a lot of clients that just communicate via text. The way our text works is when you text us, it goes to our email, and it goes to the last person that was working with you, right? So because I sent the text last, the text goes to me. But if you're working with one of our techs, right, and they texted you, then the text would go to their email. So regardless, we're gonna accommodate, though. Okay?
Okay.
All right. So, okay, I got this. Your Google Business profile, you have access to that, right?
I think I do, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Awesome. So they're going to send you a manager request, okay? So just a heads up on that. You're still going to own your Google Business profile. We're just adding on as a manager. That way we can optimize it for you, okay?
Okay.
All right, so let me put that in the notes here. All right. Okay, let me explain these emails to you real fast. Okay, so you're going to have three emails from Local Splash Support. Your Local Splash initial invoice, your welcome email, and an action needed email. Are you able to pull your emails up now?
Hold on, let me stop one second. Okay, I got it.
Okay.
Daniel
Nelson. Do this, though. Go ahead and pull up the email that says Local Splash Initial Invoice.
Okay, yeah.
All right. So when you pull that one up, fifth line down, there's a blue hyperlink. It'll say, please click here to accept subscription terms. Go ahead and click that.
You mean the red one?
The red one. No, it should be a blue hyperlink. It'll say, please click here. The email should be titled local flash initial invoice.
Yeah, I got it.
You got it? All right, awesome. So when you click there...
But I disagree with everything, right?
Yeah, exactly. It's going to take you to your terms of experience, which shows you everything you're paying for in writing, okay? So just review that, and what it's going to do is it'll have you type your name in at the bottom and hit confirm. After you do that, it's going to take you to a username and password screen, okay? That's for your client dashboard.
Okay.
I don't know why it's not pulling. Is it taking you to that terms of experience page?
No, I'm there. I just put confirm the signature.
Okay.
He asked me to confirm. I put my name and I put I agree to receive a SMS message sent to my phone number, and I put my name, and then I put confirm signature, but nothing happened after that.
Oh, there should be another. There's two boxes you have to check. One is like author. It's a box saying you're an authorized user on the card, and then also that you receive or agree to receive text messages. So you got to check both boxes.
Okay, it says below a summary of complete term of local splash and all that. See the template. See the complete term of experience. Add my number. The second one is a box which I agree. I agreed if I agree. And then after that, there's no other boxes except on the bottom says click here and type your name as seen above.
Okay.
Which I did with Hayden Sarge.
Super weird. Okay, let me see real fast.
And then I confirm, which I did. Nothing happened.
Okay. So give me a second. I'm gonna have IT look at it because it's not even pulling up on my end for some weird reason. So it shows me that it went through, but it's not pulling it up for me. So let me take you to the next email, okay? And then I'll have them square that away for you, no problem. Okay.
Okay.
So do me a favor, go out of that and go to your welcome to local splash email.
Local splash, which one?
Welcome to local splash.
I don't have any welcome.
Okay.
I have Danielle Nelson, and I got local splash action needed. Local splash. Nothing says welcome.
It should say welcome to local splash. Sure. It says sent successfully. Let me try to resend it right now, brother. Give me one quick second here. So I'm trying to take you to your username and password for your tracking system.
So what time did you send it? The last one I got is 3:46.
They were all of mine say at 3:40. That's weird. So yours says 3:46.
Okay,
mine all say 3:40.
The 3:40, it says local splash action needed. You want me to put that?
So you could pull that one up. I was going to explain that. You have your Google business profile is already verified. So the action needed, pictures needed is for when you don't have your Google business profile verified. So you could ignore that email actually. What I'm trying to take you to is your welcome to local splash email so you could see your username and password for your tracking system. So refresh your inbox because I just resent the welcome email.
Yeah.
Let me know
I got that now.
Awesome. I don't know why the first one didn't go through. Super weird. But okay, so when you pull that one up, okay, it's going to say welcome to local splash, yada, yada, yada. If you scroll down, though, you're going to see your credentials for your client dashboard. I have your cell phone as the username, okay? And then it will say your password there. What I want you to do, though, go ahead and click on that link right there where it says my.localsplash.com.
Okay.
Okay. You should be on a username and password screen now, right?
Okay, yeah, I put my phone number, and then the password is what?
The password is all one word, all lowercase letters, fab splash. So it's F like Frank, A like Apple, B like boy, S like Sam, P like Paul, L like Larry, A like Apple, S like Sam, H like Henry.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and that's it.
Yeah, I'm there right now. He asked me my phone number, which I'm gonna put my phone number.
So once you log in, it's gonna say check like 2 to 3 days. Oh, it took you to the terms of experience again, huh?
Yeah.
Oh, dang. Okay. Yeah, I try to agree again. Let's see if it works.
And then it says click here to put your name, type your name.
Right. Did I spell the name correctly, Hayden Sarge?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. H-A-Y-D-E-N Sarge. S-A-R-J-I. Okay.
No, nothing works.
Let me see. And the spelling's correct, right? So Hayden, H like, you know, H-A-Y-D-E-N, and then Sarji, S-A-R-J-I, correct?
Hayden is H-A-Y-D-E-N, yes, D-E-N.
Yeah, E-N. Okay, so I have that in there correct. Okay, so, okay, let me message our IT side, okay? And I'm going to have them take a look at why the terms of experience aren't working for you, okay? So just give me 1 second. Because it's going to make you do that to get to the login, you know, for the user or for the dashboard, basically. Let's check real quick.
Keep asking me to chat with someone.
Yeah. I'm taking care of it right now. Give me 1 quick second.
Have them move this cardboard. Also, everything else.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to get it fixed with one of our techs for you by tonight. So tomorrow morning when I call to introduce you to the tech, I'll have it all fixed for you. Okay?
Okay.
That way I don't keep you waiting. But username and password is good. What I'm going to do, it'll probably be good like here shortly, but I'm going to have him work on it to see what's going on. All day I haven't had an issue with this, so I don't know what's going on. But by tomorrow, I'll make sure you're able to get into your dashboard personally. Okay?
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
All right. So I'll get that squared away. The action needed, pictures needed email, just ignore that because your Google business profile is already verified. Okay? All right. Any questions for me in the meantime?
No, tomorrow. We can talk tomorrow. Yeah, I
gotta 100%. And I'll have you in your dashboard by tomorrow too, brother. Okay?
Thanks. Bye.
All right.